introduce Tracy Cooper to you. She put together this slideshow. She knows and has known Oscar for most of his life. Her son was with Oscar that night. And she's going to get us started on learning who the real Oscar Grant is.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say a few things about my memories of Oscar before I do the slideshow. So there's a lot of things that I remember about Oscar, but it's impossible to share all of them because there's too many things to say. But the one thing that I do remember about Oscar is his smile, his laughter, and the love that was shared between him and his loved ones. Oscar was a healthy, young, funny, vibrant, zealous, and inquisitive in everything that he did. It is impossible for him to have had a bad day all day long. He found humor in everything. He could make a setback in life into a comeback. You could never keep him down, at least not for long. Oscar could dust himself off and stand up straight, and immediately he was back on track to becoming an intelligent and respectful young man. Oscar was the oldest of the four young men that grew up together. As a young boy, I remember Oscar coming to the house with John and Chris. They were coming to pick up my son, Michael. They were going back to the park, which the park was closer to Chris and John's house than it was to my house. So it really didn't make any sense, but that's the way they did things every day. I didn't really understand that, but you know, that's how boys are and that's how they played. And they used to play from sun up to sundown. I used to say to myself, do they ever eat? Later on, I found out that Zeporia Smith, which we call Z, and he called Auntie, she was feeding them. And so therefore, they could stay at the park all day long and just play and play and play and get stronger and play. From elementary school to high school, Oscar played every type of ball that he could. He played baseball, basketball, and football. I'm most familiar with his football years. Not football, but his baseball years. Most of the times, the boys were on opposite teams. Therefore, you know the game was on. My son, Michael, was a pitcher most of the time, and he tried his hardest to strike out Chris, or John too, or Mike. It was hard, but sometimes he got it, and sometimes they got him. I can remember another time when Oscar all of a sudden grew facial hair. He had a beard, he had a mustache, and all the other boys were just looking like little boys, and he looked like a grown man. I was like, where did that come from? He was like, Auntie, I'm a man now. I was like, boy, get out of here. But Oscar, he wore his hair, he flaunted it around, and he wore it proudly. The high school days were a little rough on Oscar because a life element seemed to follow him around and his friends. And the people who should have been helping the youth were hating our youth at that time and still are. Therefore, the boys fell into this rebellious state, trying to find their way through all the madness that was going on in Hayward. During this time, Oscar managed to work. He always worked. He always kept a job. He kept himself busy. No matter what, he was always working. As a young adult, He was still working somewhere. I remember Oscar would always try to help his friends when he knew there was a job opening somewhere, or if he can help them get on somewhere, he would always try to get them on. He helped my son one time get a job as a carrier, and they were carriers. They were driving all over the Bay Area, tearing up my car. Oscar was the first one, it seems like, to do everything. He was not a lazy boy or a lazy young man. Finally, he met his soulmate, Sophina, and they had a little baby girl, Tatiana. Those were the love of his life. I can remember him always smiling and always having his daughter by his side. He would bring her over to my house, and he would always tell her, "Kiss Auntie, tell her hi," and she would, but she didn't want to be out of her daddy's sight for long. He couldn't even go to the bathroom sometimes without her. She wanted to be by her dad's side all the time. She loved her daddy very much, and he loved her very much. And by the love that he showed, this showed me that his mother, his grandparents, his uncles, his aunts, they raised a young man to know the value of love in life. He always put his family first. And Tatiana and Sophina, they didn't want for anything. Oscar made sure he provided for his family. Oscar was finding his way in life, and he was becoming a better man. If I needed anything done while he was at my house, he would offer to do it if my son could not. When my son wasn't able to do anything because of a brain injury that he had, Oscar, John, and Chris made sure I wasn't alone, and they made sure they never left my son's side while he was in the hospital and when he came home. This young man, Oscar Grant, had a lot of love to give, and he gave it unconditionally. These men, young men, took care of each other and each other's family. That was very important to them. There's just no other words to say about Oscar's personality. He was hilarious. And most of all, he was a loving individual that was going to make a whole room laugh if there was sadness around. Oscar's family is very fortunate to have had him for as long as they did. And we, the second family, are also very fortunate. We miss him so much, it just doesn't seem that this is real. No more uncontrollable laughter, no more hugs, no more kisses, no more greetings from this huge, bright light that God made out of love. I know Oscar's heart was full of love because he was a God-fearing individual and he knew who his creator was. Sometimes we take people that come into our lives for granted and we just don't enjoy them the way we should. We let little things take away from the joy we should experience with one another. If I had known today that Oscar would not be here, I would have hugged him a little more. I would have laughed with him a little more. And I would have loved him while in his presence a little bit more. I'm going to show you guys a little slideshow presentation of mine and Zaporia's memories that we have of Oscar Julius Grant III.